Welcome, everyone, to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we're so glad you've joined us today. We're going to have a great time in the Word and with some great music and on a very wonderful topic. It's all about love. So it's going to be a great show today. We're glad you've tuned in. And in the studio, part of our radio team is growing, and we're so glad. And one of our radio team members from years past has rejoined us on the radio, Alice.
Hello.
Alice Mize. We're so glad to have you back. We've wanted you back.
Good to be back.
Prior to this, but circumstances haven't allowed it, but now you are. And we thank God that you're back with us.
It's good to be back.
It is. It's fun. It's fun to be on the radio. And you began actually with us years ago, clear back in 2009 maybe? Or
2008.
2008. Yeah. And we came on the air in 2007. So you were with us for a while, moved away, came back. And so welcome back.
Thank you.
So, and Nan, you're here.
Ah, yep. Giving in the seat. Just arrived 1 minute ago.
Yes. Nan is just right on time. Praise God. You were right on time.
Yes.
Oh, you found your glasses.
Found my glasses. They were above the dash in a friend of mine's car.
Amazing.
Amazing.
And because you sat through church this morning with dark glasses on.
Well, off and on.
Off and on. Like,
so that I could see the board, but I couldn't see what I was writing. I had to split the difference. You know?
It's always good when we find lost items, don't you think?
Oh, it's being found by Jesus, you know?
Some of us are lost items that have been found, that's for sure. You know, where would we be without him?
Absolutely.
We just love to be on the air every week, and you're on the air a lot with us, Nan, part of the radio team, and it's a blessing, isn't it, to be able to share God's word on a weekly basis.
We always say how blessed we are to do that.
And
the people probably get tired of regular, may get tired of hearing it, but it's so true.
It's so
it is
true.
Just such a blessing to come and spend this time together.
Yes.
The anointing of the Lord is always here with us.
Always.
Leading and guiding in the direction that we go and ministering to the people who are listening.
Oh, absolutely.
It's their church service.
It's their church. Oh. A lot of people, it is their church service. And so, you know, we're glad that we fill that time slot in their life if they don't have a regular local assembly that they go to. In fact, Alice, when you were back out in Texas, it was your church service quite a few times, was it not?
It was many times.
Many times, right. So now that you're back with us, then you come to church. And did we have a good service today?
We had a wonderful service.
We did. Praise God. God was really good and close. And there was just so much going on today in the spiritual level, you know, that we can't really see, you know, but we can feel that God's working. Nan, is he working in your life personally?
Most definitely. I mean, it's just,
did you hear her hesitate?
No, I didn't hesitate. No. He really has been doing a work in my life ever since I came to Beacon, you know, and just learning and growing and sitting under your teaching and sitting under Pastor Jim's teaching and, you know, and the preaching and the open Bible studies we have on Wednesday night. So there's growth that has occurred. I know that we've discussed this. So you guys can see that growth.
Oh, you're a different person, Nan. You really are. Even Cedric would agree to that. Nan's just a different person. Yeah.
She doesn't know when to say yes or no.
Right.
It's okay, say yes.
Say yes, Cedric, say yes. Yes, she's sweeter, kinder, lovelier, all of that. Yeah. It's the word that does work in us.
Absolutely.
Right? Alice, it's the word. Don't you agree?
Oh,
I mean,
definitely.
You've got such a love for the word, and that's one reason I wanted you back on this team so much, because you love the word of God.
I do. I enjoy it very much.
Yeah. And you study it, you read it, you get it, you get it down on the inside of you, and that's what it's all about. And that's what Living the Good Life, this radio broadcast, is all about. Again, we're in our seventh year, which is totally amazing to me. That many shows. I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, that's seven times 52, whatever that is.
350 plus, something like that?
It's got to be, yeah. Something like that. We're not quite to that mark yet. Cedric's
364.
Oh, my. Okay. All right. This is crazy. So we thank God for all of that, you know, all the time that we've been able to share the Word of God on the air. And for those of you that listen regularly and some of you who listen to our website, because we put these shows on our website the day after each show, so tomorrow, usually by evening sometime, they will be on our website. So, and Nan, I know you are one of those that go back and listen from time to time to old shows, do you not?
Yes, I do. I find it very rewarding. And I will say that, you know, I take notes during sermons and Bible study. I will take notes from the radio show, right. Radio programs, because that's actually part of what was going on in the teaching at, say, that particular time.
Right.
Time frame.
And it's good to take notes. I mean, Alice, you do that. You take notes.
I did. I did take a lot of notes at one time.
Yeah, at one time, yeah. But, you know, the taking of notes helps you go back and familiarize yourself with a concept. Or where's that verse, you know, and it's there.
Well, for me, taking notes also, I'm able to better concentrate and really hear mm-hmm. what's being said as I'm transposing it down in note format in my notebook.
Right, you know, exactly.
It keeps me real focused on, you know, not that I don't get non-focused, but it keeps me very focused,
right.
you know, on what is being taught at that particular time.
So what has been being taught the last few weeks at Beacon of Hope? What book are we studying? Alice, what book are we studying?
Could it be 1 John?
It could be 1 John. Yes, bing. All right. And how many chapters are in 1 John, Nan? This is quiz time, I guess.
Oops, five.
Five, yeah. And so this series is entitled Alive with
Five.
Five chapters.
That was pretty smart. Is that why you named it that, Pastor?
Yeah.
Teasing you.
That is. Because it's five chapters and such a small book, but such a life-changing book. Don't you agree, Alice?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of concepts in there that are, it's very eye-opening to me.
Oh, it is. And if we had to sum up the whole book in three words, now, see, they don't know what they're supposed to be answering here, because this is not planned. This is impromptu. You got it?
Maybe.
Okay, let's try.
God is love?
God is love. God is love. That's it, Nan. That is it. Because that's the essence. Yeah, let's give her. Okay.
Thank you, Sister Alice.
All right. Alice gave you some brownie points there. God is love. And that's what this show, again, today. Today we hope to wrap this series up and next week start something new. But this book of 1 John just reminds us of the intensity of God's love for us. And it's so amazing. So we're going to start right out with this song by the group New Song, Choose to Love. Here we go.
You're on the battle line. You're on your side, I'm on mine. We've built a wall so high, one brick at a time. Was it pride or was it fear? The reason's still unclear, but here we are. A world apart. What if we stood with hearts wide open, ready to start again? What if we let God's grace take over, learn to forgive and forget? What if we choose to love? We'll be right back.
What if we did that? Listening audience, man, Alice, what if we really learned to forgive? I love that song. We've played it recently, and I wanted to do it again. What if we stand with hearts wide open, ready to start again?
That's exactly what I wrote down.
Is that what you wrote down?
I did. And I also wrote underneath it, love is a choice.
It is a choice. Love is a choice. Alice, why do you feel that way about love being a choice? Because, I mean, a lot of people say, that person's just unlovable or whatever.
I don't believe anybody's unlovable.
Right.
Love is a choice because we can choose to love that person.
Right.
The way God would, you know, in God's grace. We
exactly.
can't do it ourselves, maybe. Maybe,
right.
you know, something has happened where it's difficult to care about that person, but with God's help, we can learn to love that person.
Amen. Couldn't be better said, because honestly, and we've the last two shows here, if you've missed those, listening audience, go to our website and catch up on those, because we went into very detail last week in particular with Connie and Carol about difficult people in our lives.
Right.
You know, that we all have people in our past, people in our present that are less than easy to get along with, you know, that are people that maybe have hurt us and hurt us badly, you know, but it all comes down to choosing. That's what you just said, Alice.
Right.
It comes down to a choice, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. You know, like I said, we can choose to love that person with God's help,
right.
or we can choose not to.
Right.
And unfortunately, the only person we hurt when we choose not to love is ourselves.
And that's the truth. We are definitely hurt by that decision. Why do you think we are, Nan? What happens on the inside of us when we hold on to bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness? What happens to us? Does it make us a better person?
No, it's like a cancer.
It literally is like a cancer.
Eat us up, you know?
Yes.
And so if you keep all this stuff inside, and then it's in your thoughts.
Right.
You carry that with you, you know. Like Alice said, you know, it's a choice. And, you know, you choose to say, well, I don't want to forgive that person.
Right.
It only eats you up. It doesn't do a thing to them.
No.
In most cases, it does nothing to them.
No.
It eats you up. And you know, you can't have the peace. You
Absolutely.
Can't have the joy that God has for you.
Right.
Because you're busy harboring all these terrible feelings to people who maybe in your mind is justified to feel that way towards
right.
them because of the terrible things that have occurred or whatever, but we have to reach a point that we can just say, I forgive and I love. And that's hard to do.
As a visual example, I never get to watch TV in the daytime at all, but the other day I turned it on and was getting ready to leave. I turned it on for my dogs and was on Dr. Oz. Okay, they love Dr. Oz. So anyway, so here's Dr. Oz, and he's got Joan Rivers and her daughter on there. Mm-hmm. And so they're talking about smoking, okay? And so Dr. Oz, you know, he loves these visuals too, you know? And he takes them over to a table and they put on the little, you know, sterile gloves and all that. And on one plate, he's got a healthy lung. Now, I didn't realize our lungs are like as big as your hand. You know, it's big, a mm-hmm. lung.
Right.
And so he had them pick up that lung, you know, and it was like white and a little bit of pink. It was really pretty, and the lung was just beautiful. You know, they were holding the lung of a cadaver, okay, a dead lung, obviously. Not somebody's lung, or it would have been in their body. So anyway.
But you think?
Yeah, something like that. So then there's another little plate with another lung on. When he takes the, you know, cover off of the second lung, this was a person who was a smoker. That entire lung was black, like charcoal in your grill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of black and crusty. And I mean, so gross. I mean, it was brittle. It was just really nasty. And it reminds me, just that visual reminds me of this very principle right here. What happens when our insides, our emotions, our mind, our will are polluted with unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, anger, hatred, strife, that stuff becomes like your lung when it's all full of smoke, you know, just charred and really gross. And Nan, you're wanting to say something about this.
How could you tell?
I could just tell. You had that look on your face. Like, why? Where is she going with that?
Well, no, I mean, what I was thinking along, you know, the lungs and the condition of the lung that someone who had smoked constantly. Things happen to our bodies physically.
Right.
That we're holding mentally and emotionally.
That's right.
I mean, you know, some people might have, I mean, I won't start naming things because it's just because you have particular what it doesn't mean you're holding unforgiveness. So I'm not going to name anything.
Right.
But just stuff. Just stuff. Stuff can happen to us physically because we're holding on to that. I mean, medically they tell you,
That's right.
Medically they tell you, let alone spiritually.
There's that medically, I've heard this for years, there's a link between cancer and bitterness, you know? And you see this in a lot of people that have had a lot of unforgiveness and things that, you know, they end up becoming very ill. So my point here is that God is love. And we're going to start with 1 John 4, verse 8, again, one more time. And in the Message Bible, it says, God is love, so you can't know him if you don't love. I think that's a pretty strong sentence, but I didn't write it. The Apostle John did, and so we'll just get on him if we think it's too strong. Because God is love, so you can't know him if you don't love, it says in the Message Bible. In other words, if his whole nature, the nature of God, is love, okay, and you don't walk in love and you're not loving, you don't want to love anybody, you're mean and nasty and always negative and whatever, how can you know God? That's the question. Ooh, what do you think about that, Alice? Isn't that a strong sentence?
It is a strong sentence, and you, according to God's word, you can't know him.
You can't know him.
You can't know him. If you don't know, if you don't love, then you can't know God.
Right.
And so basically, you'll be walking around with Connie's hole in your
That's
heart
right.
the whole time.
That's
yeah.
right.
Something's missing.
Because Connie has said on the airs for years that we all have that place within us that is designed for the presence of Almighty God,
right.
the love of God. It's a place where God's nature, his love, all of that needs to live on the inside of us. And if we've never asked him to come in there and fill that void, then we walk around this planet with a lot of void,
with something missing.
Something's missing, yes.
Something that's designed to be there isn't there.
Exactly.
So we might as well be walking around with one leg or, one arm or, only one working eye. It's that crippling.
It is that crippling.
Something is designed to be there, and that's God's love. And if you don't have it, then you're crippled.
Right. You're definitely crippled. Nan, we just came from the nursing home, and were you thinking of that? I was thinking about it.
I'll let you tell, and then I'll agree if it was the same thing.
It was so cute because we have a nursing home ministry in Palm Garden the first Sunday of every month, and a lot of the residents are in there, and they're cute, and they sing songs with us, and we do old Sunday school songs, and it's a wonderful ministry, and we love it. And today I was saying something about sometimes we lose things. And Nan had complained all morning at church that she had lost her glasses. So I decided to pick on her at the nursing home and say, Nan.
You picked on Nan?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine, isn't it, Alice?
Yeah,
isn't that crazy? I know. It's just so out of character. And so I looked over at her, and of course, she doesn't have her glasses on at nursing home. She had her sunglasses up on her head. And I said, Nan, what happened to your glasses? She goes, well, I lost them. I can't find them. So it kind of talked about the times in our lives where we lose things, and we need to ask God, and remember that God sees where things are. And I don't remember. God answers prayer, I think we were talking
God
about.
Prayer, yeah.
And I said, sometimes, you feel like, my gosh, I've lost my glasses or I've lost my teeth. I went in to think, Jeannie, remember how Jeannie would always lose her teeth at the nursing home? So I said, sometimes, like, Jeannie, you always lost her teeth. And then sometimes maybe you feel like you got a wooden leg. And this little lady spoke up and said,
I can't feel my leg and I don't have teeth. And she just cracked up laughing.
She was so cute. She goes, I don't have a wooden leg, but I can't feel. There's no feeling in my leg. And I have lost my teeth, too. So we were just, all of us just like.
And she just burst out laughing.
Laughing.
She did,
It was so cute because it was obvious she wasn't going to let those circumstances keep her from praising God.
Right.
And she was lifting her hands, she mm-hmm. was singing, mm-hmm. and, you know, obviously she loved God. Mm-hmm. It was very, but it was so cute that she could see those things. And, you know, Alice, there are times in our lives when circumstances, and we talked about this morning at Beacon, when circumstances are difficult, maybe there's been an altercation, big word, altercation with someone in our lives. Maybe we've had a huge job problem. Maybe we've had problems with a family member, and we're just, like, devastated by all this. But we can't let it take us away from how much God loves us, right?
I agree.
And there's so many times that we get so messed up with the circumstance, Alice.
I think we lose focus.
We do lose focus. Good point.
We get so...
Good word.
We get so enamored or focused on that thing that's going wrong.
Right.
That we forget what God has already done for us.
Exactly.
And that we can, you know, be thanking Him and praising Him for the things that He's already done for us.
Amen.
And praise Him and thank Him for the solution that He's going to...
And He does. And He's got a solution. And that's the answer right there. When we are with difficult people, difficult situations, when we're not certain at all that God cares about what's going on. And that we're going to talk about this a lot today on this show, of God hearing our prayers.
One thing, I mean, personally, we have to be careful, because even though we've forgiven someone, Satan will still try to come up with that same thing.
Oh,
at least he did
yeah.
for me. I had something that someone had done to me, and it's someone I love very much and very dear to me, and it's many years ago. And I forgave. I was able to go through a period I was able to forgive. And then about 2 or 3 days ago, all of a sudden, the thought came up with that situation.
Oh, really?
Because it kind of got triggered by something that happened. And
so that was God, right? Bringing back how you had been hurt.
No.
It was not God.
It was not God. And I'm like, you know, Satan, I've forgave in that situation, so I will forgive again in that situation. I'm not
right.
He'll try to come in just a little teensy tiny little thing, and it can grow very large very quickly,
right,
if you don't keep it in check and say, nope, God is love, I forgive.
That's
move
exactly
on.
Right.
And I didn't think about it anymore after that. But, I mean, you nip it in the bud once
that's
you've already
right.
forgiven. You've got to nip it in the bud.
You've got to nip it in the bud. And you just said, Alice, the word focus. So what do we focus on? Because the devil is so good at bringing back the hurt. The devil is so good at having something happen where it reminds us one more time how we were injured. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to focus on His love for us. We've got to focus on the Word of God, right?
Well, I know that I've had situations similar to what Nan has gone through where past hurts are brought up again and again.
Yes, yes.
And even though you've forgiven that situation and worked through that situation, you still have to be willing to continue to forgive.
Right.
Because Satan will bring that stuff up over and over again.
Over and over again. Over and over again and try to remind us.
And if you forget how God helped you forgive the first time,
right,
then it's going to be hard for you to forgive. But if you continually remember how God has helped you through His love to forgive
Amen.
What has happened, then it's easier for you to forgive each time.
So it's a matter of focus, just like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we got to go back to that time where, hey, wait a minute, I got, like you, Nan, in that situation, got free of that
mm-hmm.
anger, you know, bitterness, whatever
right.
you were
anger
experiencing.
Anger and bitterness for somebody.
Okay.
Yes.
And you got free of it. So why go back to it? But I'll tell you, the devil mm-hmm. does this. This is one of his tricks. Well, he'll take you back and say, see, they're treating you that way again. See?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and try to stir the pot, so to speak.
Well, and as he's doing that, if we allow him, I mean, it's impacting where we stand spiritually, too.
Right.
You know, you kind of backtrack. Not backtrack. Fall back.
Right.
You know, fall back. You know, if you start going back into those same old things that did cause the problems, you know, you can't move forward.
Right.
As you need to move forward.
As you need
Lord,
to move forward.
Because you're stuck back in the past.
Absolutely. So we got to go back to God's nature. Okay? His nature is love. So always, the bottom line is, He wants us to operate in that love. He does not want us to fall for the tricks of the devil, you know? He's all the time, God is all the time saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. It's okay, I love you, you're going to be all right, I love you, you know? And the devil wants to say to us, oh, no, that person or that incident is going to happen again and again and again, and you're going to be hurt again and again and again. God is love. So let's look at verse 17 of 1 John 4. Again, we see those words. God is love. When we take up permanent residence in a life of love. Now, when we do that, it doesn't just happen easily, I suppose. We're taking up permanent residence in a life of love. We have the seed of God in us when we accept him as our Lord and Savior. So the God of love lives on the inside of us. But we are always faced with choices, are we not? That's what we're talking about. You were faced with a choice, was it just a few days ago, Nan?
Right, about 3 or 4 days ago.
Okay, so you can go back into those old habit patterns, or you can go forward into this life of love. It's up to you.
All right. And I chose to move forward in the life of love, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, God's doing much in my life, you know, and you want to just move forward and keep learning and learning. Who wants us to take a step back?
But the devil wants us to take a step back, right, Alice?
Oh, definitely.
Why? Why?
Because he doesn't want us to become all that God wants us to be.
That's it, right there. God's got what his ideal for us is that we, like this verse right here, verse 17, when we take up permanent residence in a life of love, we live in God and God lives in us. This way, I love this in the Message Bible, this way love has the run of the house, becomes at home and mature in us so that we're free of worry on Judgment Day. Our standing in the world is identical with Christ. Okay? When we live in this love relationship with God, and we're allowing him to root out areas of unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, then we begin to understand, whoa, wait a minute. Our standing in the world is identical with Christ. Jesus loves us. We love him. We can begin to get our prayers answered, and that's where we're going on this show today. Mm-hmm. And what a perfect introduction, because we can't stand in the faith that God wants us to have, Nan, until we understand that it's God's love in us that works that prayer, makes that prayer work. You know what I'm saying?
I was thinking, you know, piggyback off something Alice said, that how Satan, I mean, he knows we can become stronger and powerful when we're not holding on to that stuff.
And as
we move forward, we begin to accomplish much more for the kingdom's sake because we're growing stronger in the limb. What I thought about, you know, I've prayed with several people in my office at work. Now, if you'd have told me when I started at Beacon, you know, 3 years ago or something, that you're going to be praying with people, I would have laughed at you.
Right.
I'd have said, you've got to be kidding me. There's absolutely no way. But yet, through time, as continuing to grow in the Lord, he has opened up doors of opportunity to pray behind closed doors with people in my office.
Praise God.
You know, which I would have never done if I hadn't reached a certain point with him. I would never have done that. But he brought me, I was to a point of obedience to be able to do that.
Okay. It's because you don't care about those people at all, right?
I love those people.
There you go. She said the word. Ding, ding, ding. It's because you love those people, right?
Yes.
Not because you think, oh, well, I don't care about your problems. Get your problems out of my office. You know what? The world is like that. Mm-hmm. I don't care about you. I don't care about your problems. I don't care about what's going on in your life. The world is like that. Alice, do you want to comment on that?
No, I agree completely. When
God's love, I'll help you out here. When God's love takes over in us, mm-hmm. okay? This says right here, when it takes up permanent residence, when the Spirit of the living God runs our inside, you know, our emotions, our thoughts, our minds, you know, our feelings. When we allow the Spirit of God, which is love, to take up residence and begin to help us love, we find we can. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. We can't do it without the Holy Spirit.
We can't. We can't. Because people that are difficult are simply difficult.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? There are people in our lives that are very frustrating to us or very hurtful to us, mean possibly even. And so the Spirit of God, which is right here, God is love, when he takes up permanent residence in our lives. Now, I love that word permanent in the Message Bible, because when he moves into your life, he doesn't say, I'm only here for a week, you know. You know, when your relatives come to visit, you know, and they come for a week or two, you know, by the second day, you're like, wow, this is got to move quicker, right? But you know what? When God moves on the inside of us, it's forever. Permanent residence. And so he begins to change us. Nan, I have watched you over the last 3 years plus, watched you change into such a woman of faith and courage. And from things you've told me, I didn't know you prior to 3.5 years ago, but from things you've told me, you've changed quite a bit.
Oh, I most definitely have changed.
Right.
A lot.
So your priorities change, right?
Oh, most definitely. God's number one.
Okay. And not only that, you develop a love for people and their issues, their problems, whatever. You sometimes God will lead you to actually minister to them, and sometimes you'll just say, don't say a word, just pray behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about, Alice?
Yes, definitely.
You know, and you're a prayer warrior. Alice, you are the one. It's the burden on Alice that happened in 08 that launched our prayer ministry. It was you that came up to me one day after Sunday service and said
that we needed to get some prayer going. You know, we needed a way for people to send in their prayer requests and for us to get those prayers out to everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone that wants to pray and be a prayer warrior.
Yeah.
And you said run with it, basically.
I did say run with it, Alice.
I kind of gave you the idea, hoping that you would assign it to someone, and you did. It to me.
But the concept was great. We've got email. Most people have email. And why not have a way that people can write their requests and get a bunch of prayers praying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what we created, and it is now prayers@bohmglobal.com. We used to say beaconofhopeministries.com, but so many people couldn't spell that out right. So it became prayers@bohm, which stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, global.com, because this prayer ministry does go global. Yeah. So but it came from a burden in your heart, Alice Mize.
Yeah, and it was just a little spark of an idea, or you know, it wasn't me. I know the Holy Spirit just put it on me,
right?
That this was needed, and I could, again, going back to choices, I could have said, oh no, you know, I'll let someone else say something, but I chose to follow what I felt the Lord was leading me to talk to you about, and wow, we've had a lot of answers to prayer.
Oh, huge, huge through the years. Yeah. Oh, my, since the middle of 08. Oh, so that's been 5 years now.
Right.
The prayer ministry has been going on. We thank God for that. And thank God that you were obedient and came and said, let's do this. And when I said, okay, go ahead, you said, all right, I will. Because we all need prayer. You know, there may be listeners today struggling with this whole teaching on love. And loving people, you know. I wrote on the board last Sunday morning as I was preaching that I'd seen a bumper sticker that had a red heart, heart God, and then it said heart people, which is what it says right here in 1 John chapter 4, love God, love people. And you found me one this week.
I did find one.
I now have a magnet on the back of my Ford Escape, and it's got a red heart, heart God, heart people. That's what it's all about. Even when there are difficult people in our lives, Alice.
Yeah, it's not always going to be easy.
No.
But God has given us the capacity to love.
Yes.
For a reason.
Yes.
You know, in Jeremiah, and I can never remember the exact verse, it says that God says that I know the plans that I have for you.
29:11.
Right. And it's that's part of God's plan for us.
Yes.
Is that we can love.
Right.
And Satan doesn't want us to go through with that.
Oh,
because
no.
he doesn't want us to reach that potential.
No.
But we can.
We can.
With God's help, we can love everybody, even the most difficult people. In
Amen.
Our lives.
Oh, absolutely. Do you want to comment on that before we get to this song? This song couldn't be more perfect.
No, I like
up.
This song. Let's go to the song.
We want to go to the song?
I love this song.
His strength is perfect when my strength is gone. When we feel weak, and if you're one of those today who feels like, hey, I get it, what you're saying, but man, you have no clue what my relatives are like. If you're one of those people that just have no idea how to love a difficult person, we used this song last week, and I just wanted it again today because it says it exactly. His strength is perfect when my strength is gone. C.C. Winans.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Success to show, no glory of my own, yet in my weakness he is there to let me know. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone.
One of my favorite songs. I love that. Raised in his power, the weak become strong. In my weakness, he is there to let me know that his strength is perfect when my strength is gone.
I love the part where it says he'll carry us when we can't carry on.
Isn't that true?
That can be applied right here.
Yes.
With our capacity to love. Sometimes
yes.
we don't have it.
We don't have it sometimes.
We can't carry on because we just don't have that capacity to love somebody.
Right.
But God has it, and he'll carry on. He'll carry us. He'll push us through that, push that love through us, his love
Amen.
Through us, so that, you know, they can, that person, difficult person, can be loved.
And what you're describing is supernatural. Mm-hmm. Okay? Some of you out there may say, I don't never had that happen. Have you ever believed God for the capacity to love one of these difficult people in your life? Have you ever said, God, I can't, but you can? That's what this song is saying. That's what you're saying, Alice. This right. is a supernatural, which is going to get me to the point that we're going to take the rest of this show to, and that it is all done by faith. Okay?
Right.
Because we can't do this. Did you just write a poem?
God-inspired poem.
A poem?
A poem.
A poem. Nan says it wrong, and we love to make fun of her when she says it that way. Poem.
Betty's listening. Poem.
Yeah, poem. All right. What did God just give you, Nan?
He just gave me, I can't love like you share. You don't know what I've been through. You speak that I can love, but I don't know what to do. Can God truly help me love when I have been faced so much? I want to be free from this bondage, but I understand I can only do it with God's touch. I will trust God to help me and will reach to Him and pray. I do want to be set totally free. I want to have peaceful days.
That is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, wow.
She is a poet and she knows it.
And we know it.
We know it. Oh my gosh, Nan, that is for somebody out there. Yes. I am feeling it right now. There is at least one somebody out there that is feeling those things. They don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you to read it again because somebody out there needs to, you know, maybe write this down or go back and listen to the show after tomorrow night. And write it down, because this is for at least one somebody out there. Read it again. God just gave it to you. This is directly from the Holy Spirit right this moment. Not planned, not something she walked into the studio with. Right hot off the boilerplate of the Holy Spirit. Woo!
I can't love like you share. You don't know what I've been through. You speak that I can love, but I don't know what to do. Can God truly help me love when I have been faced with so much? I want to be free from this bondage, but I understand I can only do it with God's touch. I will trust God can help, and I will reach out to Him and pray. I do want to be set totally free. I want to have peaceful days.
Oh, that is just so anointed.
Yeah.
So powerful. So whoever you are out there, we get it. We understand this. We've been there. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're not there right this moment in a given situation, but all three mm-hmm. of us have been at a place where we didn't think we could love in that difficult situation where we were hurt. We were simply hurt.
I think if you come to the realization that you don't have the capacity in yourself to love
right.
somebody, but that you need to have that you need to love somebody, you're halfway there. If you recognize that you don't love somebody and you should be loving that person, then you're halfway there.
I agree with that, Alice, because that's that realization sets in that, wait, wow, God is love. He wants me to love. In fact, these verses that we've been reading here in 1 John 4:17-18, we take up permanent residence in a life of love. God's teaching me how to love. And some of you out there may be saying, I don't know how to do this, which y'all are talking about. But the point is you start somewhere right. and you say, God, in my weakness, just like the song we just played, I don't know how to do this. So you're going to have to teach me. Talk net.
Well, I was reminded when my ex-mother-in-law passed away about a year and a half ago.
Oh, yeah.
And my ex-husband and I have a son and who was going to be at the funeral. And just to make the long story short, I wound up being there. And it was interesting because that's the first time I had seen him since some of all of our legal stuff many years before. But because of where I was in the Lord, I've been able to forgive him for
Praise
all that he'd
God.
Done for me.
Praise
God. So when I went in there, I didn't walk in feeling any ill will. I was not happy that his mother had passed away. You know, all these little things that you could have. I didn't feel any of those. I just went
right.
over to tell him to send my, you know, condolences to his loss, and I actually shook out my hand, and he grabbed me and embraced me and
I
hugged.
I remember you said he hugged you.
But I mean, if it wasn't for God
right.
working within me and me allowing God to work within me and me studying and learning and sitting under the teaching I've been sitting under your teaching and different things, first of all, I wouldn't have been there.
Right.
And if I and I certainly wouldn't have the attitude I have when I got there.
Right.
But that is to me a visual example of God.
Amen.
Of God.
And God teaching you
yes.
how to love. The rest of this verse in 1 John 4, 17 and 18 says this. I love this in the Message Bible. There is no room in love for fear. Well-formed love banishes fear. Well-formed love banishes fear. Everybody understand the word banishes means knocks out,
kicks
right?
it out.
Kick it out. Well-formed love. Now, what happens in a lot of us is that we are afraid of encounters with difficult people, okay? We are afraid of being confronted with a situation that maybe we were wrong in that situation. You know, we just don't want to go through it. Just leave it alone. Yuck, I don't want to talk about it, right?
Well, I know that personally I've been in situations where I've had to deal with difficult people.
Right.
And knowing that I'm going to have to deal with that person in advance, I would say, oh, well, if they say this, I'm going to say this. And if they say that, I'm going to.
Exactly.
You plan out all this ickiness.
Yes. You are so right, Alice. I've done the same thing. Yeah. I know. In your head, you're going, okay, if they say this, I've got this response for that.
Right.
Right?
Right. And but that's not the way God wants
but
us to work.
But that's not the way He works. I love that example because you are right on, and I've done that, and we've all done that. Mm-hmm. And we have fallen prey to the devil's suggestions. What that is devil's suggestions of ickiness, like you just said, ickiness, okay? I mean, and really not loving responses, generally speaking.
Right.
They're usually hurtful responses. Nan, you've got a response to that response.
I tell you what, I've been under her for 3.5 years, and she can read me like a book.
I can read you like a book, Nan.
Well, no, I was thinking about a situation that I'm going to be facing at some
okay.
point somewhat soon, a family matter.
Right.
And so I was doing just like Alice was talking. I'm going, okay, let's see. Worst case scenario, best case scenario. Okay, now what do I do if this is said? And what do I do if that's said? And da, 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 da. And just on and on and just get almost in a hither trying to figure out what's going to be the response to which of something said. And then through interesting set of circumstances at church this morning, the Lord let me know, relax. That was the word, relax.
It was.
It was the word. Just relax.
Just relax.
Mm-hmm.
Just let Him do it.
Mm-hmm.
But Alice, you brought this up. We so often fall prey to that whole series of suggestions that the devil throws our way. And we always have the situation usually painted very negatively, don't
right.
you think?
Exactly.
Expecting the worst.
Expecting
worst case
worst.
Scenario.
I think that what we need to do instead is practice those loving responses.
Amen.
That would be the best thing that we can do, you know,
right.
is that, you know, if somebody comes across negative to us, then, you know, how are we going to respond in love?
Right.
You know, and throw things really out of kilter.
then woo, what do we do with that? The devil's going, whoa, 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 love? No, I want you to be, the devil wants us to be full of hatred, full of anger, full of smart comments.
Right, because. Like,
smart mouth.
You know, if we, the devil knows that God has plans for us, like I said before.
Right.
The devil knows that, and he doesn't want us to get to that point.
No.
To reach the fulfillment of God's plan for us.
Absolutely.
And so he's going to throw everything in that he can.
A great point.
To throw, you know, to get us off the plan, off out of God's will.
And you're referencing back to Jeremiah 29:11-14. That
right.
was the basis for this show when we began it in April of 07. That first show was about Jeremiah 29:11-14. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to bless you, plans to prosper you, you know, give you a future and a hope.
Right.
And you're saying the devil does not want us to find those plans, right?
No, exactly. He does not.
He does not. He does not want us to walk in love, this kind of love that we're talking about. So what he does, one of his biggest tricks, and John, he exposes it right here in John 4:18. He exposes it. He says, well-formed love banishes fear, since fear is crippling. A fearful life, fear of death, fear of judgment, is one not yet fully formed in love. So the whole point here is one of the devil, if not the biggest weapon the devil has in our lives on a daily basis is fear.
Right.
Fear of what that person, Nan, in your case, what that person's going to say to you. Fear of a confrontation. Fear mm-hmm. of being accused. Fear of being belittled. Fear of having an argument. fear of falling out of that person's good graces.
Yep. All of those apply.
All of those apply mm-hmm. in your situation. Mm-hmm. In my situation. This is the tactic of the devil. Fear, fear, fear. Mm-hmm. Love is the opposite of fear. When we are so full of love, you know, when a baby is born, and y'all know I just got these two beautiful little great-granddaughters.
Really?
Oh,
did you
Alice,
man.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
You two are so bad because all I've been talking about now for weeks is my great-granddaughters because what a miracle they are. You know, because my granddaughter almost lost them at 23 weeks, and she carried them all the way to 35, and they got out of the hospital yesterday after only 11 days
Yay.
In the NICU, and they are healthy and whole and beautiful, and they have black spiky hair.
Hey, that's like you.
Kind of. But anyway, in saying all that, you know, that whole situation with my granddaughter, on a daily basis, we were concerned about, is she going to be able to carry him? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? And the devil throws these circumstances our way and says, oh, no, this isn't going to turn out good. Oh, no, this is going to be bad. And here we are on the other side of it. Not only are baby A and B, Aaliyah and Briley, born healthy, whole, but they were off their breathing apparatus within 3 days. They are strong. They are nursing beautifully. They're gaining weight.
Praise God.
They're home. And this is shows you one more time how the devil's efforts are defeated by God's love for us.
Well, God's love, I was just reminded of the prayer line.
Yes, that was it.
There was many prayers on the prayer line for them, you know, and we would pray when we got.
Yes.
You know, but that's an answer to prayer.
Absolutely.
You would request prayer at church and
absolutely
use the prayer line, which people are welcome to use.
And we want them to use it.
You know,
yes. So fear, you know, fear comes in. And during these weeks that my granddaughter was, you know, having such a hard time hanging on to them, it would appear in the physical. She really didn't because God was helping mm-hmm. her. You know, it's day by day, giving her strength and getting her going. But fear tries to come in, Alice, in these kinds of life situations.
I don't want anybody to feel that if they feel fear that they are somehow less than.
No, good point. Good point.
Because that fear comes from the devil, and it's natural to feel
yes.
those feelings of fear.
Yes.
What we're talking about is giving in to those feelings of fear.
Thank you for clarifying yeah. that. That's right on.
And the reason I think about that is because I was nervous about coming on the radio today
right.
because I haven't done it in so long.
Right.
And, you know, I want to make sure that nobody feels less than because they
right.
feel these feelings of fear. That's completely normal.
It's normal.
What we're talking about is not giving in to those feelings of fear
right.
and knowing that God's got your back.
Amen. And God will see you through. Go ahead, Nan.
I was going to tell Alice after the show, you're doing a great job.
You are.
Thank you. You are doing a great
so
job,
so let's
Alice.
Tell her during the show.
Yeah, let's tell
right?
her. Alice, you're doing a great job.
There you go. But you know what? It is. I mean, anybody and Cedric will tell you this, people that start a show and they've never been on the radio, they're nervous, you know, and all of that. It's normal. It's totally normal. But it's amazing how we just have a general idea of where we're headed, but we don't have a format. We don't have a plan except for the music that we're going to use and how the Holy Spirit just all the time, show after show after show, the anointing of God, like it is right now, His presence is so strong. And people are being ministered to. And, you know, hopefully there's people out there going, okay, so fear, I need to learn to battle this fear.
Right.
You know, perfect love casts out fear. That's what that verse says in 1 John 4:18 in the NIV. Perfect love casts out fear. God is love. Okay. So follow the thought pattern. God is love. That's His nature. He's love. Okay. Love casts out fear. Okay, when we begin to dwell more and more in His love for us, Nan, when we begin to dwell on that in our thought pattern, when we begin to think, oh, He loves me. Why do we sing Jesus loves me at the nursing home every time we go every month? Why, Nan?
Because Jesus does love us, and we just like to remind the people, and they can participate because they know that song, and it's an easy song.
It's an easy song, and, you know, they probably, most of them grew up singing
right.
it in Sunday school. See, even some of those people, residents that can't really talk much, the one lady,
yep.
the new lady, did you notice her today?
The second one over?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I noticed her. She was belting out the songs, Alice. I mean, every song. But yet, she could not tell me her name.
Really?
I went over to her, and I said, oh, so good to have you here today. Tell me your name. She just blank stared at me. She had no clue her name, could not respond to a question.
Wow.
But that must have happened before you got there.
Yeah.
But she sang the words to every song, which reminds me of my mother. And her funeral was a year ago today. And my mother, during the last few years of her life, had Alzheimer's really bad. And she got to the point the last few weeks that she didn't know my sisters and I. But I can tell you, up until those last few weeks, and she lived with me for a period of time, we would take rides. We would go, you know, around the beach and everything. And she couldn't remember people's names. She couldn't remember where she lived. And she couldn't do that kind of stuff. All I started doing eventually was start singing the old hymns and things that she knew. She knew all the words, all of the verses. Like, I remember one day we were driving along, and I started singing. Oh, we were going through a nice neighborhood, and she said, look at that mansion. And I said, yeah. And she looked over at me, and she goes, I got a mansion just over the hilltop. Aww. And that bright land where... And she started singing all the words, and I'm thinking, you can't carry on a conversation with me, but yet you know those words that are deep in your heart, because that's God, his presence, down in my mom, down in that lady today who sat there and sang the words to every single song we did. Didn't miss a beat, but could not answer a question, didn't know her name. What does that say? God's love in us. Isn't that amazing?
Well, that was really powerful that she could do that. You know, sometimes when things happen, how to say this? Sometimes when thing happens with us, I don't want to say we rehearsed, but say she's practiced those songs over
right.
many
sure,
years,
sure.
And not practicing, but just singing.
It's just singing them.
And there's times that we need to be able to pull back from what's deep within us.
Amen.
As we move forward, and the love of the Lord just so much shines through us and in us as we deep down return, if you will, to some of the things that we have known.
Absolutely. That's it.
Or done, or whatever we've learned, you know, the things we learn.
Yes, Jesus loves me. That's it right there. Okay.
Yep.
Station ID, we're going to be right back. Don't go anywhere. In fact, you have time to call a friend and tell them that they can join us for the second hour of Living the Good Life.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Wow, welcome back to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and we are based in Clearwater, Florida, USA. And I know that some people catch this show on the internet in different parts of the world. So we welcome you to get acquainted with the ministry at Beacon of Hope. Go to our website, Beacon of Hope Ministries, ends in IES.com, www.beaconofhopeministries.com. Tells you what we stand for. We're charismatic, full gospel, word believing, word teaching. God said it, we believe it. That settles it. That's the kind of ministry we are. It's all about the Word of God. We've been in a series in the book of 1 John. We are still there. So if you want to join us with your Bible, we welcome you to do that. It's all about love. And Nan, I'll tell you, it's a loving thing to pray for people. We were talking about this earlier, Alice, right?
Yes.
I mean, it is God's love working in you, that God gave you the idea for our prayer ministry, but that keeps that going 5 years later, that we are, it's motivated by love for people, don't you believe?
Right. It's motivated by love. And, you know, God motivates us.
Right.
Because every time we see an answer to prayer and we see a praise report.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like we can say one more time, like, oh, yeah, I know that if I have an issue or whatever, that I can send a prayer request out and it's going to get prayed for and God's going to answer prayer.
Right.
You know, so.
And he does. And there's so many times that prayer requests come through from people we don't know who you are, your names. And I have Carol or PJ a lot of times will say to me, do you know so-and-so? And I say, no, I've never heard that name. Praise God. Just happened this week. And I just praise God. Send your requests. We don't have to know you. That's fine. Send your request to prayers at bohmglobal.com.
Yeah, God knows who you are.
God knows who you are. Right. And there's a whole group of people that pray. And Nan, you said it earlier, I believe, about the prayer. And that was your idea, too, Alice, to begin right. with.
To have
you want to explain that?
Yeah, on the requests that go out to our prayers, we put the prayer request as it's been written from the person requesting prayer. And then after that, we have the actual prayer.
Right.
So that people, you know, if they're in a hurry or whatever, when they're reading the email, they're reading the prayer, they're praying right then and there.
Amen.
And everybody's praying in agreement.
And that, isn't that, that's powerful.
Yes.
So we don't care where you live. You can live in wherever. I'm trying to think of a place that's a ways, like Ireland or wherever.
We had some come in, one come in from Australia.
Australia, yeah. We've had them from all over the United States. But wherever you are, if you need prayer, send a request. We're not going to hit you up for money or anything like that. You know, we welcome, you know, speaking of that, we don't talk about money hard at all. But if you want to be a financial partner with us, you can go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com, go to the PayPal opportunity, and you can give towards this radio ministry. But we're not going to be start sending you a bunch of stuff, asking you for money. We're not like that. You know, we're just wanting to pray for your needs. Right, Nan?
Right. I was just thinking sometimes people maybe don't attend church somewhere, but they want to tithe.
Right.
And they can be rest assured that this is rich soil.
Amen.
In which if they were to tithe in,
right.
into the radio show, it's rich soil, and the money is used strictly for the radio show.
It is used for the show. So we welcome you to do that. Just go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com. Go to the PayPal tab, and you can give financially. And this is Living the Good Life, and we've got some great songs and great word coming up, so stay tuned. And first, let's get this song in by Kathy Tricoli, Love One Another. Here we go.
Heart when these people stand up high. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. You see, if we live as one in his name, we can tear down walls by his grace. For he also said, by this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
Wow, I love that song. I asked Connie, I wanted to do it again today because it says it all. It's full of the Word of God, and I love Carmen's voice coming in there saying, Jesus said, how are they going to know we're God's disciples, Alice? How? I mean, we don't wear like a brand or, you know, or a certain earring or... You know, a lot of us wear Jesus paraphernalia, I will admit, that I have a cross right here, you know. And now, thanks to Alice, I have this wonderful new bumper sticker that says, love God, love people. But, you know, but generally speaking, a lot of people can't tell just by looking at us, right, necessarily.
Well, according to the Word, I believe that people will tell by the love that we show for one another.
That's exactly right. That's it. And so, you know, the scripture says when we bite and devour one another, how does that show God's love? You know, and it doesn't, you know. You don't want to be bitten by a dog, and you don't want to be bitten by some other person, right? And so all of this takes us to 1 John 5:4. Every God-begotten person conquers the world's ways. Okay, so I love this. If we really are born of God and you have the Lord Jesus living in your heart, okay, then you begin from the moment that he comes to live on the inside of you, you begin to work this whole Christian walk thing in your life, you know? I love Galatians 5:16, and it says, if we walk in the Spirit, we'll not carry out the desires of the flesh, okay? And that word walk there in the original Greek is peripatello, which means if we put one foot in front of the other, one day, the next day, we're walking in love. We are trying our best to overcome the junk that the devil throws our way or the past. Maybe we're trying just to overcome the hurt and the anger. Maybe you're a person who's been abused physically, sexually, or some other way, mentally, emotionally, in your past, and you're trying to overcome that. And it says right here in 1 John 5:4, every God-begotten person, that means when God, you know, God's living on the inside of you, you conquer the world's ways. The world's ways are to stay bitter, unforgiving, hateful, mean, not trusting, you know, all of that. Nan, you're thinking, I can see those blue eyes looking at me going, wait a minute, I have something to say. I can tell right there.
No, I'm just thinking back to the fear, you know, love.
Yes.
You know, fearful. You know, sometimes people, okay, let's see. Let's say I'm upset at Alice, which I'm not, but I love Alice very much. But I'm upset at Alice, and I have anger towards her, or maybe I have bitterness over a situation. And it's like, wait a minute, you want me to love Alice? Well, I might be fearful of wondering what it's going to be like to forgive and to love because I've become accustomed to hanging on to that bitterness,
right,
to that anger, to that resentment.
Right.
That has become part of me.
Yes.
And so that makes up part of me because I've held it for so long. Your fear can come up, well, if I don't have that, it's like companions, little companions kind of with you.
It is like little companions hanging on to you, right?
And to say not to have those anymore,
right.
I'm fearful of what it's going to be like if I don't have those anymore because they're such a part of me.
Okay, that is a huge point. I've been going to Weight Watchers again for the last few weeks, and so I am not eating as much sugar, okay? I'm not eating as much fat in my diet. And I ate something yesterday that was prepared in a restaurant, and it tasted kind of fatty. You know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It tasted buttery. It tasted like, ooh. I noticed it because I wasn't used to that. Mm-hmm. Now, as much as I always have before. I love butter. Okay, I mean, I love butter, you know? But I don't cook like that at this point in my life. I know it's not good for me, my health. So when I do taste something like that, it's like foreign to me almost. Mm-hmm. Like I notice it. Okay. Right.
It's like, you know, that shouldn't be in your mouth.
It shouldn't be. And it should not have. And the point is, it should not have been. But this is a new day. Right.
Exactly.
So we start over today. But the point is, when we are trying our best to walk in love and the devil throws us a curveball and suddenly an old memory, an old habit pattern comes up again, and we find ourselves just easing back into that. And for a moment, we're going, whoa, that's weird, because we've not been feeling those things, you know? But the devil is so cunning. Do you follow what I'm trying to say with butter and sugar? And
Yes, I got the metaphor. Yes.
All right. You got the metaphor?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead. Do you have a comment to that? You're going to say no. I can tell you're going to say no.
I can come up with one, but I really don't have one.
All right. Alice, where are you with all that?
Agreeing that I should be watching what I'm eating.
Oh, that really wasn't my point. My point really was, if love becomes, you two, you guys just missed the whole thing. Did you just zone out there? If love takes up permanent residence in us, okay, then we realize, and let's look at this in 1 John 5:4, the conquering power that brings the world to its knees is our faith, okay? It's faith that causes us to be able to overcome certain situations in our lives, overcome old hurt, old unforgiveness, okay? Go on.
Well, there's such a freedom that comes in being able to do that. Internally, you have such freedom, such peace when you're able to do those things. When you're able to get past the fear and you're able to forgive and you're able to love again.
Exactly. And in our own strength, we've been making this point, we don't feel like we can do that.
Right. But God can.
God can.
And, you know, and I think that's the whole thing, is that we have to be willing. We have to be unafraid.
Amen.
To ask God.
Right.
For the help.
Right.
That we need to love.
We got to step out in faith and believe that God wants to love through us.
Right.
Because Jesus said that, Carmen, in that song, just quoted John 12:32, where Jesus said, how are they going to know you're my disciples? By your love.
Right.
He didn't say by your book knowledge. He didn't say by your seminary degree. Mm-hmm. He didn't say by, all the little initials behind your name. He said, they're going to know you're my disciples by your love. That is so powerful, Alice, because it is so simple. And we make it so hard because the devil convinces us that we can't love difficult people.
Right.
Because they've hurt us and we don't want to be hurt again. I don't know how many times in counseling sessions I've heard this over and over again. Well, I just don't have anything to do with so-and-so anymore because don't want to be hurt again. Okay. Really? Okay. It's okay to say, all right, I think it's best not to hang out with that person. That's fine. But we have to find a way to love them even if we don't hang out with them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It can be done.
It can be done?
We all.
It can
have
be done?
That. It can be done if we choose.
If
back
we choose.
To what Alice said, you have a choice.
It's a choice.
That's what you said at the beginning of the program. You have a choice.
It's done by faith.
The reason I said that, I mean, I really feel there's some people listening right now going, there is no way I can do that. There is no way. You don't know what's happened to me. Well, they may not know what's happened to any of us.
Right.
You know, but we all have reached that point in things in our lives. It can be done.
It can be done.
It's a choice.
And it becomes a crossroads, I believe, in our lives. Alice, I mean, this is my opinion. I believe that when I look back at major changes in my life or major life directions or whatever, I was given choices, and I believe we all are given choices. You know, we're given a choice to take the high road here and say, God, I don't know how to love so-and-so.
Right. Well, I think God makes it very clear in his word that there's two commandments that we're supposed to keep. One of them is to love God.
Right.
And the other is to love others as as we love ourselves.
It reminds me of a bumper sticker that is sitting on my Escape right out there in the parking lot right now.
Yeah, love God.
Heart
love
God,
yeah.
Heart people.
Yeah. And God knows what we go through every day.
Right.
He's walked this earth.
Yeah.
So he understands what it's like to be betrayed.
Yes.
He understands what it's like to be hurt by people, by your own family members.
Oh, my, yeah.
So, you know.
Which he was.
Which he was, yeah. He understands that because he's lived it. So, you know, pray to God and
right.
ask him just a simple prayer. Lord, help me show your love to this person.
Amen.
Don't try to do it yourself.
Right.
Because especially with difficult people, it's really difficult. But. And don't necessarily try to show your own love.
Right.
But ask God to help show his love.
Right.
To that person. And
Amen.
See what happens.
And that's done by faith.
Right.
Okay? So I did not get saved by my own effort. Okay? Ephesians 2:8 says, for we've been saved by grace, not of ourselves. Okay? It's a faith thing how we got saved. Right? It wasn't something that we were just so perfect. And now God says, okay, now you can go to heaven. You know, all the perfect ones stand over here in a line. Well, there would be none of us going to heaven. Right? So it is, we get saved by faith. We are being saved on a daily basis. God's working on us, cleaning us up, and we will be saved. Paul says in Corinthians, we have been saved. We're being saved, and we will be saved. So there's an ongoing process of cleanup that's going on. We've been talking about this lately. And I tell you, I know what's going on in me. You probably know what's going on in you.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Where there are opportunities that present themselves for us to have old memories, old hurt, old anger, old bitterness rise to the top. And maybe the person that's causing that right that moment in you, they weren't even the one back there a few years back that
right.
caused that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's like triggers.
Triggers.
You know,
good
like,
point.
Like, you know, you could have gone through a situation when you were a child.
Right.
Right. And something happens now as an adult that triggers those memories.
Right.
Of what happened as a child.
Right.
And you know, so you suddenly get mad at this person as an adult and you're like, oh, wait a minute. I'm not mad at you. I'm actually upset about the situation
yes.
that happened when I was a child.
Absolutely.
So it's important for us to, number one, be aware of what's going on inside our own mind.
Right.
And it's important to get over. I hate saying the word get over because that just that irks me.
Okay.
But
that's a good
through,
insight.
Work through.
That's a good way to put it.
Right. The forgiveness that's needed.
Right.
To the events that happened as a child.
Right. And when we see our need to do that, we realize, and we've talked about it here on the show today, we can't do it in our own strength.
Right.
We really can't. That's where faith comes in, okay? Now, the word says in 2 Corinthians that faith works by love. That's the engine that pulls faith, okay? Faith works by love. That's how it works. Okay, so let's go to our salvation experience. The reason we were able to get saved is very simple. John 3:16. For God so
loved the world.
Loved the world. That he gave. Mm-hmm. Right? When you have a Christmas gift or a birthday gift from somebody that loves you, they do that. They give you that gift because
they love you.
They love you.
Right.
Right? They don't give you a gift because they hate you, you know, or they're thinking you're one of the worst people they've ever known, they will give you a gift because they love you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So faith works by love in our salvation. God so loved the world, he gave us his son. Okay? When it comes down to letting the Holy Spirit work on these difficult areas in our lives, we've got to go to 1 John 5:14-15. And it says this, is the confidence that we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, then we know we have the requests that we've asked from him.
Right.
Okay? So this is our confidence. Our confidence is that we can't fix ourselves with these difficult people in our past. Nan, you must have something. I've been seeing you write fast over here. But we can't fix ourselves, can we, Nan? It's done by faith.
It's done by faith.
What are you writing?
A poem.
All right. I figured she was writing another poem. P-O-Y-M.
P-O-Y-M.
By the way, listening audience, that's how you spell poems if you're Nan. P-O-Y-M-S.
P-O-Y-M-S. You want me to read my poem?
Please read your poem.
It's a prayer to God.
Cool.
God, I desire to have your love, which I can feel to those who have hurt me. Pastor Marcia has helped me to understand that of these bondages, I need to be free. Father, help me to begin to love others of those attitudes I want to be free. Help me. Oh, please help me, Father. Let me know how to do it. Please help me see. Oh, Father, I feel such freedom. I sense that I am now free. Thank you for your help and guidance. Now I understand. Thank you for helping me.
Ooh, it's all done by faith.
It's all done by faith.
Another great poem from the pen of Nan Watson, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Listen to this song by Sela. I love it. He'll hold you. No matter what you're going through, listening audience, he's going to hold you. Praise God. He'll hold you through it all. all, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're feeling today, no matter what discouragement or depression you might be in. And I just feel, Alice, there are some like that right now that are feeling like, how can they reach out and love those people that are causing them so much trouble, that they're focused. You mentioned that word earlier. Mm-hmm. We got to go back to that, because we've got to start focusing on the fact that God's going to hold us through these difficult moments.
Right. And it is, they can be some very difficult moments.
Right.
But we have to know that God is there.
Amen.
The word says he'll never leave us or forsake us.
Amen. I love that.
And, you know, we have to trust God.
Yes.
We have to, I would almost say, and I haven't run this past you, Pastor, but I would say, you know, put him to the test a little bit.
Sure.
Write down today how you're feeling about that situation.
Amen.
About
yes.
that person or whatever.
Yes, do it.
And then commit to pray for a month about that situation. Pray, ask God to help you love that person.
Right.
Ask God to help his love shine through you.
Amen.
For that person. And then when the month is up, write down again how you feel about that situation.
Right.
And compare the two. And, you know, I can almost guarantee that you're going to see some progress there.
Definitely going to.
So, you know, I God is true to his word.
Right.
You know, and his word says that it can be done.
Right.
So I know that it can be done. You know, I
Amen.
Have, you know, I have difficult people that have been in my life that I still have difficulty loving them.
Right. right.
have difficulty saying that even.
Right. Yeah. Well, you're being totally honest. You go.
You know, and we have to be. We have
right.
to be honest about these things.
Yeah.
I don't want people out there to feel that they're the only one having difficulty or struggling with this mm-hmm. these concepts or whatever. It's very normal to have difficulty and struggle with these things.
Yes.
What God is asking us to do is a big thing.
It is.
He's basically, you know, we're here on this earth to learn to be more like Jesus.
Amen. Boy, and, you couldn't have said that any better. That's why we're here.
Right. We're here to learn to be more like Jesus. And,
right.
you know, Jesus had the perfect love. And so we're striving towards that love.
Right.
And I'm not saying that we're going to get there, but God wants us to get as close as we possibly can.
Absolutely. And it comes by faith.
It comes by faith. And
works by love.
And faith comes by reading the word.
By reading the word. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing.
And hearing by the word of God.
By the word of God. So out there in radio land, if you're struggling with this, loving and forgiving, it's done by faith. Just like when you got saved, when you accepted Jesus into your heart, you did that by faith.
Right.
You know I'm getting ready to give my little example, right?
I'm smiling already.
You're smiling already. Because the Lord gave me this one night in a Bible study I was teaching in Dunedin a few years back, that when we got saved, we did not look up in the air and say, oh, here comes that plastic Jesus floating through the air and landing in our chest like a pacemaker.
Right.
We didn't. That didn't happen to any of us. When we got saved by faith.
By faith.
We received Jesus in our hearts. If any of you out there don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, it's very easy. Romans 10:9-10 says, if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that Jesus is the Son of God, that God raised him from the dead, that he's the resurrected Lord, that he can live on the inside of us, if we believe that, by faith, he comes and lives on the inside of us.
That's right.
Not a little plastic Jesus floating through the air. That's not going to happen. Never has. It's not going to happen. It's done by faith. Okay? And the reason that's so important and vitally important today for this show is we've got to learn to love by faith. Okay? Faith is what drives, love is what drives faith. Okay? So God loved us so much, he sent Jesus. All right? And as a result of that, we can reach out in faith and believe that Jesus wants us to love. And we can choose to love by faith.
Right.
Okay? So, go ahead. You wanted to say something about that? So 1 John 5:14 and 15 says this, and it's just critical. These are two of the most important verses in this whole book. This is the confidence that we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, then we know we have the requests that we've asked from him.
Right.
So is it his will for us to learn to love? Go ahead.
Yes, it is. And that's why I'm saying ask him for it.
Ask,
you know, he want, you know, and remind him, say, Lord, you know, you want me to love.
Right.
Help me love.
Help me love. Right.
And he will.
Yeah. And God, you want us to be strong and not give in to the devil's tricks and suggestions and schemes. And so, Lord, I've got to do that because I'm full of you. God is love. Love lives in me. Faith works by love. Okay, love is driving the train, and so we can have faith. Nan, you got a comment or something you wrote down?
Well, the Lord's giving me another point.
Oh, my gosh, poem, another point.
And it's interesting, the first one was about not really being able to believe that they could love. The second one, and this is not planned, guys. None of this is planned.
None of this is planned.
The second one was about them actually praying and learning to pray and learning to let the fear, cast out the fear, learning to love.
Right.
The third one is about them sharing with someone else.
Now
that they've got the principle down, they can share with others.
These are great. And you all have time to run, get a piece of paper and a pen if you want to, and write these down and go back and listen to this show maybe tomorrow night or sometime this week and write all these down because I think they will really be an encouragement to you. So let's hear poem number three.
Poem number three. Oh, let me share with you what God has done for me. I learned how to forgive others. I now love them, and I am free. God will help you with your situations. I will share with you what I have learned to do. I didn't believe that I could be free, but I am, and you can have it too. Let's go out for coffee or dinner. I want to share with you how you can be free. Fear will leave as you begin to love. He will do it for you. He's done it for me.
Woo! That is just so good.
God's good.
And that's it. The essence of it is share that love with other people. That God can change our hearts. He can take care of the bitterness. Some of you out there may be skeptical right now. You may go, you don't know what I endured as a child, you know? And last week's show, Connie and Carol were both very explicit about painful memories in their childhoods, etc. It was like, wow. If you haven't listened to last week's show, you need to go listen to it because it was very bold and very revealing for both of our radio team members, Carol and Connie, as they shared things that had happened to them, but how God's love has helped them go on past that. Okay. And that's what we're saying here. This is done by faith. Alice, it's not just something that comes that easily. We admit it doesn't.
Right. No, and it doesn't. But it does come by faith. And we know that, you know, if we're going to get that faith, we need to get in God's word.
Amen.
You know, read John.
Yes.
1 John, because has a lot of information about God's love.
Amen.
You know, read the Gospels.
Right.
And learn about God's love. You know, the letters to Corinthians.
Yes.
There's a lot in there about God's love.
Right.
So the more you learn about the character of God and his love,
right,
the easier it's going to be for you to imitate that.
Amen. Well said, because that is what it is. And, you know, we are so, we're all so eager to fill our heads with junk that we may see on TV. I'm not against TV at all, but it brings my Rays games and my Bucks games and all that stuff. So I'm not against TV. But, you know, so often we'll fill our heads with things that aren't good for us. That's my point.
Right.
Okay. And rarely are we eager to fill our minds and our hearts with the word of God. That's not human nature. Human nature says, oh, I just want to be entertained. I want to zone out. I want to just go to someplace where I don't have to think about anything, you know? And God says, I want you to think. I want you to think about how much I love you. I want you to think about how I can help you over that bad situation. And then, Nan, that third poem is saying that we need to share that with other people.
Right.
I mean, why?
To encourage them that they can make it through.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've shared quite openly regarding some medical stuff that I had went through.
Right.
But I did that because I felt led to do that at that time, and to let people know, if you're feeling this way, it can be better.
Right.
You can be better. You know, depression. You know, I went through a long period of depression, and I'm not there now.
Yeah.
But I was there. But right. Now I can talk about it to someone, because if someone says, well, you don't understand how depressed I am. Really? Well, you know, I could tell you some stories about how depressed I was. You know, and to share, to say, look, it's, you know, you can get out of that.
You can.
Look to the Lord. He'll help you with love.
Amen.
You begin to love. Maybe some people don't love themselves.
Oh, I think that's the root of a lot of it.
It's that you don't love themselves. And, it, you know, if you get that love deep down, you start loving yourself, you can start loving others.
Well, Luke 10, 21, 22, the young religious leader comes to Jesus and he says, what must I do to inherit eternal life? I quote this a lot on this show because it applies all the time. Jesus said to him, how does it read to you? He put it right back at him. He answered the question with a question, right? And Jesus said, well, how does it read to you? And he said, well, the way I get it, you know, I'm supposed to love the Lord my God with all my heart, my mind, and my strength. And this is where my bumper sticker comes in. I'm supposed to love God that well, that much, and others as I love myself. Okay? And Jesus said, that's it. You got it. Go do it. Okay? And I think so often the root of all of this, of learning to love others, is that we do struggle in loving ourselves. You know, don't you think we're our worst enemy sometimes, Alice?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, you know, I say that, but I think Satan's our worst enemy.
Satan is. I mean, absolutely. It's not us. It's Satan. You're right.
Satan's our worst enemy.
Amen.
And he puts this stuff in our own, mm-hmm. in our minds mm-hmm. that makes us think poorly about ourselves.
Absolutely.
You know, so, yeah, we can really be hard on ourselves.
We can. But we need to recognize that is... You know, that's against what Jesus said. Jesus said here, love the Lord your God, through this religious leader, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. So right. Jesus is not saying, oh, don't love yourself. Of course we're to love ourselves and care for ourselves and care about what we put into our bodies physically as far as food, mm-hmm. care about rest for our bodies, you know.
There has to be a balance.
There has to be a balance. And above all, we have to learn to love. Nan, talk to me about that. And people that may even be difficult to love.
Well, yeah. It's just hard to do without the Lord's help. You know? And there's been some people in my life, as I'm sure all you guys' lives too, that, you know, it was only God's love that helped me to love them.
Exactly.
Because I was justified in my mind of how I felt about them because of what they did to me.
Absolutely.
You know, but you just... It stagnates your growth.
Amen.
When you don't forgive and move forward in love, it stagnates you.
It totally stagnates.
Right there, you know?
It does.
It starts rotting on you.
Right.
You know, like I said, like a cancer.
Right.
You need to move forward. You need to move forward in God's love.
Right.
You know, and regardless of what has happened, God can help you with that. You have to ask him to help you with that.
Well, the pollution is hatred. It's bitterness. It's unforgiveness. Back to the example I gave earlier in the show about the two lungs on Dr. Mm-hmm. Oz's show the other day. The healthy lung that had not been polluted by all the smoke, the tar, the nicotine. The other lung, which, by the way, I hear once you quit smoking, it goes right back healthy very quickly. I don't know how long, but it's not very long. It's amazing that it's not very long. It's like just a few weeks. I mean, it's just that crazy. But that lung that was full of tar and nicotine can be symbolic of all of that unforgiveness, hatred, resentment, bad memories, all of that. You want to comment on that?
No, I agree completely that, you know, you have to, you've got to learn to love.
Got to.
You've got to, because you don't want all that other junk weighing you down.
No, you don't.
You know, think of it like, think of the love as floaties, and, you know, the other stuff is will help, will weigh you down. So you want,
absolutely,
you want something that's going to help you keep, right, your head above water.
Absolutely.
You know, so float on love.
Right. Just like those noodles in the pool.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, exactly.
Loves a noodle.
Well, he loves a noodle. I do love noodles, yes. Anyway, Alice, back to this point, because we're going to play one of your favorite songs of all time.
Yes.
No, yes, they are. Yes,
God,
we are.
God will make a way.
God will make a way where there
seems to be no way. He works in ways you cannot see. He will make a way for me.
Because so often we can't see how he can cause me to feel okay and to love, even to go so far as to love. It's one thing to be okay, you know, in the same room with the person who's offended you, let's say.
Right.
It's another thing to let God love that person through you. Wow. God will make a way where there seems to be no way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way.
Be here tonight. You may think God has forgotten you about your situation, but he hasn't. The Bible says that we are inscribed on the palm of his hand. And heaven and earth may pass away, but his word will remain forever. And he can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ever ask or think tonight. Amen. Let's sing it.
To be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way.
Praise God. He will make way. He will cause you to be able to come out of those circumstances, whatever those might be. A year ago today, as I said earlier, we had the funeral and we buried my mother. And a good friend of our family, her name is Cindy Robart, gave me this little bookmark. And
I haven't read it for a while, but this morning it just hit me this morning early as I was praying about today and all the ministry today. It's entitled Victory. And it says this: there is nothing, no circumstance, no trouble, no testing that can ever touch me until, first of all, it has gone past God and past Christ. Amen. Right through to me. If it has come that far, it has come with a great purpose, which I may not understand at the moment. But as I refuse to become panicky, as I lift up my eyes to him and accept it as coming from the throne of God for some great purpose of blessing to my own heart, no sorrow will ever disturb me. No trial will ever disarm me. No circumstance will ever cause me to fret, for I shall rest in the joy of what my Lord is. This is the rest of victory.
Wow.
So we rest in the fact that God will teach us how to love in difficult situations. The fear must be put down in our lives, that we must rest in him, that he understands what's going on our path. You have something else, Nan? I saw you scribbling.
Well, he inspired this may be the last one. This show's almost
I
over,
guess show's about over, so maybe, yeah.
This one, I just really feel that there's people.
Go ahead.
Out there who are like, but you don't know what I'm facing.
Right.
And you know, they're right. We don't.
Right.
But God does.
God does.
And he wants to reign totally and completely within them, and he can do that when they're loving those who are seem to be unlovable.
Amen.
In their lives.
Amen.
And this poem is just kind of directed to those who aren't necessarily getting it today, who are not wanting to get it today, or whatever their reasons for. He will make a way. Listen to what I now say. Look to him with childlike faith. You will have a wonderful day. We don't see what you face, but God does, and he will help you. Focus up on God even right now. This is what you need to do. Pray, asking God for help. He will help you in what you're to do. Love will become a way of life, and others will see the difference in you.
Oh, that is excellent. Those are great. Oh, my. You need to get those typed up for our people at Beacon.
Okay, I'll do that.
Because that's just interesting progression through this show, those four poems, isn't
right.
it, Nan? Alice, I'm looking at Alice and calling Nan.
I'm thinking that you might want to put a link to those on the website.
That's a good idea. We can do that. Let's do that, because mm-hmm. those are very helpful in this whole topic of learning to love difficult people.
Right.
Wow. So God will make a way.
God will make a way.
Where there seems to be no way.
Yep.
And Psalm 18:6, David said, in my distress, I cried upon to the Lord. He heard my cry out of his temple. Mm-hmm. My voice, my cry came into his ears. And so this is the confidence that we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. If we know he hears us, then we know we have the requests that we've asked from him. So ask God. If you need to learn to love some difficult person, if you need to learn to get over some things in your past, God can make that happen. Let's pray together for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in faith, believing that there are people who are listening live and people who will listen at a later date who need to allow your Holy Spirit to love through them. That applies to each of us, Holy Spirit. It applies to every one of us. We need to allow your love to so fill our hearts and our minds and our emotions that we let go of those situations that have hurt us so badly in our past. That we learn to just lay those problems, those atrocities, if you will, those painful moments and memories at your feet. We need to learn to leave them there. Put them in your hands, and we need to learn to forgive. So, Lord, cause your people that are listening today and that will listen in the future, cause them to realize the importance of loving others, loving you first and loving people, because that's the answer. And, Lord, we do it by faith. So teach us how to walk in that faith and teach us how to love. We need to learn how to love with all our hearts. So we ask you now to do that in us by faith. If there is anybody out there, Lord, that does not know you as their personal Savior, let today be the day where they ask you to come in and live on the inside of them. Let this be that day. We thank you for it, Lord, for all your mercy, your kindness, your goodness, your love, and your anointing in this show today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And amen. You know, sometimes there are, Alice, there are people that are listening and that don't recognize or know for sure that if they died tonight, they'd be in the hands of Jesus for all eternity. And, you know, we don't do this every week, but we do it a lot. And I'm really feeling led right now. I want you to repeat, Alice, after me for those people so y'all can pray with Alice. I'm going to say it first, and then you can pray with Alice. If you do not know for sure that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus, pray this prayer with us. Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
I come to you now in the precious name of Jesus.
I come to you now in the precious name of Jesus.
I ask you to forgive me for any and all.
I ask you to forgive me for any and all.
Things I've said or done.
Things I've said or done.
That were not pleasing to you.
That were not pleasing to you.
I ask you to forgive all my sin.
I ask you to forgive all my sin.
I acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That Jesus came to this earth and died on a cross.
That Jesus came to this earth and died on a cross.
That he shed his blood.
That he shed his blood.
And allowed his body to be broken.
And allowed his body to be broken.
For my sins and my sicknesses.
For my sins and my sicknesses.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
And because of that.
And because of that.
I can ask you, Jesus.
I can ask you, Jesus.
To come into my heart.
To come into my heart.
And live in me by faith.
And live in me by faith.
I ask you, Lord, to work love into my life.
I ask you, Lord, to work love into my life.
You are love.
You are love.
And I want to learn and to act in a loving way.
And I want to learn to act in a loving way.
So thank you, Lord, for becoming my Savior right now.
So thank you, Lord, for becoming my Savior right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
This I pray.
This I pray.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Woo. And there are people out there listening today that this has been a life-changing moment. I know it in my heart. I feel that in this show today. There are.
I feel it too.
Yes. There's a word that God gave me early this morning, and I really feel led to read it right now. I don't know who this is for. Listen to these words. Yes, it is a mighty walk of faith that you're engaged in. This is from the Lord talking to us. Never cower in fear. And never give up this race and this walk, your path, that I've ordained for you to walk. Circumstances will so try to bring you down. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, always seeking to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come to give you such abundant life that you can only rejoice in your trials and problems that come, because you know that I really do work all things together for your good. So rejoicing and thanksgiving become a huge part of your daily life. Daily you learn to praise me in whatever situation you find yourself. Yes, daily you realize that my intense love for you turns seemingly painful and hurtful circumstances into training ground for you, training you to just give it to me, whatever it is, and know that I will bring about the best possible result in your life. Sometimes great doors of opportunity open before you to minister into the deep pain of others. Often I teach you of my great love for you, even when you have made errors in judgment. Yes, I do bring all things together for your good. So rejoice in all of this today, my beloved child. Yes, just rejoice. Final thought, Alice?
Don't be afraid to ask God to teach you how to love.
Praise God. Exactly. Ask him to teach you how to love. Amen. Ask him to do it. Thank you. That was a great thought. Ask God to teach you how to love. Nan, final thought.
Well, just it feels much better to have the love than have all the other junk going on. So just, you know, seek to
love. Does it?
Love. Oh, man.
Does love feel better than hate?
Oh, man. It
resentment.
Does. It does. But, no, I just really feel like there's some people who are really depressed right now.
Okay.
And they need to pull up the word, read John.
First John.
Re-listen to this program when it hits the website. You know, just, and that God will help them, and they will have love. They can have love. And like she says, a choice.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
So walk in that love. Yep. Alice, welcome back to the radio team of Beacon of Hope.
It's very good to be back.
It's very good to have you back.
Thank
You've done
you.
A great job.
Thank you.
Nan, as always, you're just a blessing. So if we can help you, reach out to us. You can email me personally, and I will respond. Pastor@BOHMGlobal.com. Pastor@BOHMGlobal.com. Send your prayer request to prayers@BOHMGlobal.com. Prayers@BOHMGlobal.com. Go to our website and learn all about the Ministry of Beacon of Hope. And it is simply www.beaconofhopeministries.com. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, we welcome you to a service. Sunday morning, 10:30. Go to our website. You'll find out our location, address, and all that. Wednesday night, Bible study at 7. Great time. Interactive. It's fun. It's not far to Jesus. We got to go. This has been Pastor Marcia and Nan and Alice sharing the Word of God with you this day. God bless you. Tune in again next week to this show, 3 o'clock. Tampa time. God bless you. If we can help you, get a hold of us. God bless you.
From the love of God. Woo! He's always there to hear our prayer and answer when we call. It's not far from here to Jesus. His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and safely to his side. There's no need for you to fear. You can trust him with your heart. It's not far. 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 From here to Jesus. It's not far.